Battery bank house again.
Hi Kyle, this is Pandana with Oracle Support, returning your call.
Hey there. I got a quick question. I don't know if this is your guys' department, but with this credit card stuff, I'm having an issue.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more what kind of issue
Okay.
you see?
So when the guy goes and I send him a quote, and he's supposed to fill out his credit card details. So every time, like I've done this twice already, and when you go and you can click, I'll create a new billing address, then Canada, then you pick the province, and it only
Actually,
gives.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
Yep,
I'm
that's okay.
assuming you're on one of the badger computers, right? Can I see a screen?
Yes, you sure can.
Can I get your computer name?
BDC 60003.
All right.
So this job got done last Thursday, and we couldn't get it done today. So I've been calling, getting help from everybody, and so this guy doesn't want to do this anymore. So we basically just I changed on the profile his email and put mine, so I would be able to see this and do this for him. So yeah, and like in Saskatchewan, there's tons and tons of cities and towns, and yeah, like as you can see, it gives you two options. Like I'm in Saskatoon, like it has none of our locations. So every time the guys have been, like the last guy before this one, it was same thing, and then he would be like, "Oh, I'm getting an error," and he can't do anything. So really, you only have two options, and you can't add anything else. And
Okay,
there's
so the other cities are missing from this part is what we're saying.
yeah.
Okay, give me one second. Let me quickly take a screenshot of this.
Okay. So yeah, because I brought this up at our last safety meeting, and I think it was Dace or Sarah. And yeah, they said basically every time this happens, we just have to call Badger support and they'll have to add it. But like that's one of those things. Yeah, I was just gonna tell her like everybody's gonna be different. So like every time somebody does a credit card, I'm gonna have to wait until I see where they're like they're. The customer, if I send it to him, he's never going to be able to do it. He'll get an error and then he's going to have to send me a message and then I'm going to have to call the help desk and get it added.
So, I'm sorry, just trying to understand here. I see your the PDF where you can enter the information, right? So I'm seeing the screen where you're showing only it's only showing two cities. Is that what you're trying to tell me, or where is the error
Yeah.
message you're seeing?
Well, so what ha like when I send like so this is the email that he gets. So I
Right.
changed his email and put mine so I can see
Got it.
everything. But on Thursday I went on his phone with him and he went down here and he clicked here to proceed and the same thing and then the screen popped up but his credit card info is for Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and there's it's not, you know, it's not
It's
Meadow
not
Lake
in
or,
there. So
and it's not in there.
So
Yeah.
the error that you're seeing is showing up from when they try to enter Saskatchewan, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, see, there's a few more in Alberta. I guess they have a bigger selection, but. Yeah, so he tries to go in, and obviously his billing information on his credit card isn't from Meadow Lake. So then the only thing he could try to hit, I can't remember what he hit, but you can't advance past the screen. So he can never,
Got
you
it.
know, he can't put in anything. So you're stuck, basically.
Got it. Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the issue. I'm sorry. Like
Yeah, no,
how
that's okay.
I don't think we have the ability to add, so I'm just trying to understand the issue. Let me check. I'm gonna log a ticket for this, and I'll check with the concerned person, like who would be able to add the rest of the locations for you, and we'll get back to you on it, Carl.
Yeah, because so and the other thing I did because we had this problem before, so basically everybody that's around this area, you know, like everyone has a different town. So it's always, they're never, all the people are never going to be able to put in their billing address. So like I can never, you know, I can never use this new process, this credit card process. So what I had to do last time and what I did for this guy, I went and I just printed out the old credit card form and he filled it out. And 3 weeks ago, one of the ladies, she just did the normal, she did the pre-authorization on his credit card, and then I just added it to the ticket. I went and I created a ticket, but now, yeah, nobody's responding to me on emails. And like this guy, he like really needs a receipt, and he's phoned like 4 times and he's freaking out at me. And yeah, like I have no idea, like we can't do anything.
I'm so sorry for all the mess, but yeah,
No.
I think we should have this figured out. I mean, not just for this customer, but even in the future, I'm sure this would be an issue. So
Yeah.
let
Yeah.
me see where or how we can pull up this information, and somebody from our team will get back to you, Kyla.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you so
Okay.
much. You
All
have a
right, thanks
great
so
day.
much. You
Thanks.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.